And when you transition out of the service, amongst just finding like what your first job's going to be or like what your purpose in life is, you likely don't consider yourself to be a creative or think that it can be something that you turn into like your livelihood to realize, oh, being a creative is absolutely like a very powerful and inspiring thing. And every single veteran is creative, whether they're creative in how they problem solve to playing music or film. The list goes on, writing. We have so much to offer in this space that I'm excited. The Military Career College champions that, and we're excited to help people like realize that through each other and stay connected with our platform and what we're building. So it's just, I think it's such an inspiring place, and can't wait to be around other creators.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.
So excited today to be joined by Eric and June of Tenor. Got the fortunate time with them about 2 weeks ago. We were hanging out in Austin. Really love what you guys are about. So wanted to give you a couple of minutes. Tell everyone just a little bit about what you did in the military and what you guys did just before you launched this company.
Yeah, for sure. Eric Gonzalez served 10 years in the service. A few of those years in the Navy, driving ships, service warfare officer. Then the back seven, served as a cryptologist.
Hey everyone, I'm June. Joined the Navy, enlisted in the Navy right out of high school. Was a logistics specialist for five years, and then joined a corporate role as a consultant in Accenture, then at Meta as a solution architect building AI infrastructures.
See, that's what I love. I didn't know that you had worked at Accenture as well, so that's pretty cool. And that was in the Bay Area as well, San Francisco, correct? Were you in downtown San Francisco?
Yeah, we were based out of San Jose, but all of our clients are big tech clients building a lot of SaaS product as well. So various different parts of the Bay too.
Awesome. Yeah, we had our office building. We did quite a bit at the, I forget where it's at, but the big building that has Accenture in it downtown. They hosted us for a really cool event one time. So.
Oh yeah. Nice. The Salesforce building. They have the Salesforce building, and also in San Jose, there's a little bit older building as well. But like, still, you know, it's pretty cool.
Awesome. So tell me, you know, I love what you guys are doing. Tell us just a little bit, like the problem area you saw, what you were doing when you guys saw it, and how it all kind of came to be.
Yeah. So essentially, if you think about the context of you meeting someone out and about conferences, even just for coffee or at a random, you know, coffee shop, bar. Unfortunately, the reality we live in is you exchange contact information, Instagram, LinkedIn, all that stuff. The likelihood of you reaching out to them again is slim to none, or not knowing what to talk about or trying to discover and find that person in your contact list is just a challenge. And as June and I, we actually moonlighted a consulting company helping small businesses around really the country and across many different industries leverage AI in ways that made sense to them. This was the problem that kept coming back after we'd automated away kind of the boring back office work. It couldn't make sense of who was in their network, who should they be talking to, what relationships they had that actually they've had for years they can't keep up with. And it just felt wrong and it feels wrong. You know, we travel around the country and we go to these different conferences to, you know, meet folks. And a lot, oftentimes the majority of the work that we put in, the time and energy is lost. So we experienced that even in ourselves in our consulting business. That led us to the point of recognizing, well, the thing that made you that relationship in the first place in your voice is what we can use to keep that relationship, which brought on Tenor. Tenor is essentially a voice relationship operating system. Use your voice to capture the context of what you enjoyed about that conversation. And we handle the rest in grabbing their LinkedIns, the emails, all the things that you'd want to know about that individual. You can have the confidence that you'll have all that, coupled with the, through your own words, what actually mattered and what you enjoyed about that conversation. And then we use that to help you follow up and keep in touch with those individuals at the right moment when it matters for the context of that relationship that you have. So it's all centered around being authentic and maintaining a really authentic experience by not having to worry about gathering all of this data.
I love that. I feel like this is a product. This is why I got excited when I first heard what you guys are doing. I mean, I think this is a problem you're solving at least for me specifically, like if I could have said, you know, I got out of the military and I think after 20 years in the military, I didn't realize how well we kind of network and by nature, we're like, okay, who do I know in this area? How do we get things accomplished across the world? And you kind of build up the people you know. And it, you know, I was in a comm guy myself, so it got easier and easier to stay in touch with people. Social media always gives us that ability to be able to message everyone. And I kind of saw the power of the, you know, every single platform being able to contact people and call through it, you know, over everything over internet and things like that. So, but the problem that I saw as I got out, and I've been out for about 10 years and I have all these conversations with people, it's like, I feel like, I don't know, 75% at least of what I'm doing is lost. Like I try to, every conversation I have, I really want to kind of build on those conversations and remember, you know, test my memory and remember as much as I can. But that only takes you so far. So I absolutely love what you guys are putting together, and you definitely saw a pain point that I'm in love with the fact that you guys are kind of solving that.
Yeah, I think the time, energy, and it's amazing. We travel and we spend money and we have these really, you know, heartwarming and, you know, touching relationships that just begin to fade, right? We're human. Everyone has the best intentions, but the fact is, you know, you have one conversation. Right after that, maybe another equally amazing conversation. So we recognize we can solve that in a way that feels natural through just what you talked about. You can now just talk about that with Tenor and it will remember that for you. And remember that conversation as it evolves. So not just where it started, but where it goes over the course of your relationship.
No, I just think that, you know, it helps with people with various different background, right? Like you touched on it, James, like people PCS in the military, you know, but for me, you know, I'm also coming from like an immigrant background, right? When I first came to the US, I thought English was like the barrier, right? But it really wasn't. It was really context, right? So at the time, didn't really know English that well. I'll translate, interpret what happens. By the time I figure out how to respond, the time has already moved on, right? The room has already moved on. And then later on, you know, as I go through the military and corporate role, I realize this problem doesn't really exist just becoming American, but it repeats in every single transition, right? Military has unspoken rules and timing. Corporate has totally different playbook, right? Most people aren't struggling with language, but they really struggle with is context, right? Relationship runs on context, memory can't keep up. And yeah, that's what core problem that we solve for Tenor is context plus memory.
Absolutely love that. I know even just as small as it may seem, you know, kind of everybody, I think there's maybe two sides to social media, you know, where some people are like, you know, don't like it for different reasons. The amount of people that I continue to be able to reconnect with that there was, if it wasn't for things like Facebook and Instagram and some of these newer platforms, I probably would have never had a way to get back a hold of people early in my career that I'd served with even, right? Because you have to try to remember where they live, you know, and you know, there's a lot of connection points in general, and these different platforms have brought that all together. But so I love this. Is just if I'm hearing it right, probably going to only compound and build on what is already there, and just expedite the ability to further connect with people and, you know, around commonalities and things like that. So you know, as I see it, I really really love what you guys are doing and what your mission is.
Yeah, it's if you like imagine a world where, you know, the things that matter to you, whether that's a birthday or a profession or you know, you have kids and you want to relate with, you know, that you chat about, you know, your relationship with your kids with that individual, those things essentially Tenor is meant to learn about you. You aren't meant to learn how Tenor performs. Tenor is in service of your relationships and of the authentic, you know, way that you communicate and maintain those relationships. And then just make sure that you can do that across your entire network for those that you want to keep up with. So in a world where, like, yeah, you have all of this information, like, we don't want to just shove information in front of you and in your face. We actually just want to provide you with what is meaningful to you and the person on the other side of that, so you can make sure you don't miss those moments.
No, I love that. And I want, June, if you guys could kind of speak a little bit. I was fortunate to be able to hang out with you guys, like I said, a couple weeks ago. And you told me a little bit about something, you know, you guys were working at Facebook and there was so many people kind of working on a problem. You know, let's just say there was something that everybody collectively wanted to solve or do something for. But it was just really, for as innovative as maybe a company is, it was kind of lagging, where you felt like things could be done maybe more faster and efficiently. I would love for you to kind of speak to that, because I think it kind of leads into, you know, what we're doing at Military CreatorCon and bringing creative people together and, you know, kind of being able to adjust and pivot fast and implement, you know, kind of on the fly, or, you know, walk away from one thing that's maybe a great thing to build something that you believe in that you guys are doing. I mean,
yeah, I think it's a problem with a big company, right? As company scales, you have more of a high stake projects that can't fail, or, you know, mistakes and the margin of error is far lower than, you know, what other company would be, right? So then decision takes a long time. You know, if you're attempting to build something, you have to go through like layers of approval, layers of design, and so many people involved. So for us, you know, where our advantage is at, you know, we are startup, you know, just Eric and I, right? When we have an idea, we want to execute it, right? We are, you know, both military background, you know, operator mindsets. So that got us really, really far in terms of like from a conceptual idea to MVP, because, you know, we start up, we don't have to go through that layers of approval, right? So I think that's where the magic is. And also, you know, from an entrepreneurial mindset, we see a problem and we want to solve it, right? So think about it, like cell phone has been around for decades, right? And, you know, from the beginning of the time, you know, you hook it up to an operator take you to the other line, and it means the answer is to communicate, right? But no one has really solved for relationships, right? No cell phone carrier, no phone provider has really tapped into that. So for Eric and I, this is like a really core to the problem, to where we want to solve for. And that's why we were able to move so fast, you know, from beginning of time to now as an actual great product that we have.
I don't know if you wanted to add anything to that, Eric.
No, I think June nailed it. We, you know, have this bias to action, and it's fun to be able to just build something, put it in the user's hands directly, and then let us tell us if it's great or if it sucks. And then, you know, we build on it from there. So yeah, the journey has just been fun having that same mindset.
No, I love that. And I also was thinking, you know, we have Christopher Lockhead is going to be speaking on a concept called category design. You know, I know we talked about a little bit, but you, to me, you've kind of hit on it, where you're talking about the, you know, we've solved a way for people to talk and communicate, but the relationship part is sort of a new area kind of you're leading in, you know, on the tech side, but like, how can we more lean into this other area that where maybe other people have just neglected it or haven't been able to really, do it in a way that you guys are actually doing. So I love what you guys are doing on that side.
That concept kind of kept coming back to us over the last few weeks as we've been chatting with folks about the product. And, you know, the irony is, you know, a lot of it's a behavior change, as many folks think of relationships as transactions. So they're using, you know, someone, meet someone, they store them in some place, and then they're trying to move them from an opportunity to, you know, a deal being closed, et cetera. So you kind of get trapped in the old layers of technology where we're kind of creating this category of relationship intelligence. Because the fact of the matter is, everyone that you work with personally or professionally, you're speaking with them because of the strength of your relationship. And you lose sight of those relationships simply because of like the gap in between your best intentions and you actually following up. We recognize that's a problem we want to solve, no matter where it exists. If you're in real estate, if you're in sales, if you're texting your, you know, husband or wife, usually something happens between your best intentions and like the follow up. And we realize we can solve that with Tenor.
Oh, let me just add on that. I think this is perfect because, you know, traditional tool, you touch on traditional tools here, you know, like if it forces relationship just down to like fields and columns, right? You know, but like real relationships, like how you guys met, you know, what you talk about, you know, are there mutual interests? Those are type of things that just can't live in fields and columns, you know? So as a user, it kind of forces you to be performative in your connections, which is not what we want, right? We want to store those genuine connections as a reminder so that you show up intentionally and authentically too.
Yeah, and I love so much about this, but I love a little bit of what you're talking about because it's the ability, you know, I think you talked about earlier, having a better way of like continuing on from where you were at, if that makes sense. Like, you don't have to start over and like try to remember. I know we talked about something, there was something we were sort of leading towards or starting to talk about, and then we kind of cut off or things like that. It's just, it's definitely more relational, but it's also more efficient in that sense of, you know, kind of cutting out some of the ability or enabling more of an ability to, almost as though sometimes when you haven't seen someone in a long time and you were friends with them before and you're like, hey, we just picked off right where we left off. That seems to be what we're talking about here. I absolutely love that aspect of your company as well and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, and that's kind of where the tech like comes in and serves you well. It's making sure that like we provide the service to those very human actions, where I think a lot of folks are nervous or attempting or seeing that, well, maybe you know, technology or AI is going to get in between me and you. We're like paradoxically doing the opposite. We're making sure you know we end up on these calls or we have as many in real life conversations as humanly possible.
Love it. Now tell us a little bit about what you're excited for. I love that you guys, a couple things I feel like a company like yours and individuals of both of your background is exactly what we tell people our Military Creator Con is about and the type of people that we want to help and be around. So tell us a little bit about because it's been relatively recent, we just connected and you just really kind of heard about Military Creator Con. If you don't mind, each one of you just tell me a little bit about, you know, kind of thoughts, like initial thoughts and what you guys are excited about.
Yeah, for me, I'm a CTO of the company, you know, so I'm more leaning on like the technology aspect, right? So what I really get excited about, you know, is Tenor relationship as an operating system, right? So, you know, now we have to carry this, you know, brick in our pocket, you know, to as a means to communicate, right? So a lot of our interfaces are, you know, within the phone itself, right? But later on, you know, it won't be like that, right? We may not, you know, be wearing a brick, carrying a brick in our pocket the next few years. It may just be on our necklace, you know, it may just be on a watch, maybe some glasses too. So what I get really excited about is to, you know, have our system as an operating system. So it doesn't matter where it is tomorrow or in the future, you know, Tenor as a relationship assistant can help you along the way as the technology evolves.
Yeah. I really think, we heard about Military Creator Con from a friend while we were actually at another conference. And he's like, oh, I've got to put you in touch with these individuals who are running this really interesting outlet for, you know, military allies, veterans in that space. And I think for me personally, I play music, I have a DJ, like I have a very creative space that I love to share, but often felt like, you know, there was no space for that. And when you transition out of the service, amongst just finding like what your first job's going to be or like what your purpose in life is, you likely don't consider yourself to be a creative or think that it can be something that you turn into like your livelihood. So when we heard about this conference, it was one, incredible, because it was a longer journey than it should have been for me to realize, oh, being a creative is absolutely like a very powerful and inspiring thing. And every single veteran is creative, whether they're creative in how they problem solve to playing music or, you know, film, the list goes on, writing. We have so much to offer in this space that I'm excited the Military Creator Con champions that, and we're excited to help people like realize that through each other and stay connected with our platform and what we're building. So it's just, I think it's such an inspiring place, and I'm can't wait to be around other creators.
No, thank you so much, Eric, for saying that. And I think, you know, it's definitely what our heart is, and you're kind of providing that. So I want to finish and give you kind of a last thought. So you guys are going to be speaking there as well. We're going to do some cool things between this year and next year to, I believe, integrate some of what you guys are putting together as well. So you just never know. We've kind of talked about who you're going to meet at these places. And I know you had spoke, Eric, it resonates with me when I got out, and I was like, okay, I want to kind of go towards the creative side of like inventing my own kind of podcast show. And, you know, what's this podcast thing and how am I going to do it? And, you know, kind of afraid sometimes to tell people, really, I'm getting out of the military and I have no idea what I'm going to do. And I'm kind of going towards this ambiguous thing. There was not really a hub or a place. I kind of had to go kind of find some of that for myself. So we definitely have that in mind of what we're putting together. So thank you for saying that. And, you know, it's definitely our heart to facilitate that, not just for the military space, or I'm sorry, just for military veterans, but you know, so many people to really tap into those different creative things that they're doing, and have a, hey, I'm not the only one. There's other people doing these kind of things. So thank you for that, mentioning that. And I just want to give you any last thoughts here at the end.
Yeah. I think inspiration, the goal of, most folks leave many conferences or events, and, you know, there are folks that inspire you there or plant a seed for you to kind of continue to grow, or, you know, take an element of that back into your business or into your personal life. And I think the platforms and what Military Creator Con's doing, and the reason why we want to speak there, is to amplify that message. You know, we June and I met in a place where there was a lot happening for us, and we took a bet on ourselves to go and work at a company like Meta, all things considered, meeting and working in AI infrastructure nonetheless at Meta at a time where, these things are peaking. We decided we can go and, build something ourselves and be in service of others and contribute. And there are going to just be many other stories like this where we all inspire each other. And it takes a team. It takes all of us sharing our stories and hearing podcasts and reading how we're creative together to let others who are transitioning out or maybe have been out for 20 years recognize they absolutely should, take a bet on themselves, because it's the surest thing you can do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like when I was transitioning to, going to a TAPS class, just going through basic stuff, right? What you should do after you get out, go visit the VA, here's your documents and stuff like that, right? There isn't really the path ahead is really foggy, right? You have an idea of what you want to do, where you aspire to be, but you don't really have an example that you can point to, So yeah, Military Creator Con definitely resonate with us, and really excited to just help amplify the message too.
That's a great note to end on. And I think, we had talked, and, it's just really inspiring to see what you guys have put together and a perfect example. You're the type of company and the type of people that when we tell other people about what our conference is, that's what we think about. And you guys exemplify that. So, I appreciate that you guys, have been on board since you heard about it. You guys are supporting a sponsor with us, and we're just getting started on this path all together. So really excited, also year to year to have people be like, oh wow, like last year, here's where we're at, and here's where we're at this year. So, I love all that. Love what you guys are doing, and look forward to doing more great things. We kind of say collectively as creators, doing more creative things together. So thank you for your time today, June and Eric. Really look forward to seeing you guys put this together.
Thanks, James.
Appreciate it.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.